future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London. So let's get down to business. Bitcoin's currently trading at $6,885, down 2% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently trading at $279. That's down 3.5%. We have Ripple currently trading at 32 cents, which is down 4%. We have lovely EOS at $6, and that's down 1% as well. The current market cap for the crypto space is $222 billion. Bitcoin's dominance is currently 53.5% of that. Bitcoin rising will move the market with it. Bitcoin rising means the market's rising as well. And we've seen Bitcoin lead the way. We've seen Bitcoin do the opposite, where their Bitcoin prices have been depreciating. You've seen the market trend as well. The market moves in lockstep. Bitcoin is leading this. Ethereum, a couple of months ago, we thought potentially had the momentum to maybe lead the market, but it wasn't able to pull through. Bitcoin leads the market. When Bitcoin moves, you normally see the market follow suit. It doesn't mean if Bitcoin moves 2%, the market's going to move 2%, but if Bitcoin's making a small rally up or a decent size rally up, you'll see the rest of the market pick up momentum as well. That's how this works. Bitcoin's dominance. Bitcoin contributes to 53.3% of the entire cryptocurrency market. That's why watching Bitcoin and watching what Bitcoin's doing, watching what's going on behind Bitcoin is of high importance. It's clear. This is something that hasn't just happened once. This is a pattern that we've been seeing. And to add on to that, I'm so excited. I'm pumped. I'm ecstatic for the next move up that we're going to have. The next wave, the next move that's going to take place. Will that lead into an ICO market frenzy like we saw kind of back in 2017 or 16-17? Is this going to be something a lot bigger? We're going to see the ICO market really take charge and pick up momentum once again? Is it going to be a different section to come through? Is it going to be security tokens that are doing equity back offerings? Is that going to be the next big thing that everyone's going to get in for? Is retail going to be given the same access and permission it has been in the past of ICOs? Is that going to change to more institutional type players? What's that going to look like? And this is something that's going to be playing out. It could play out in the next couple of weeks. I highly doubt it. I think personally that it's going to be playing. We're going to see a bit of momentum kind of picking back up, maybe late September, December. I could be massively wrong on that. And remember, this is not financial or trading advice. But there's a lot going on at the minute. And if you look back to this time last year, the market cap was roughly the same. The technology in the last year has improved tenfold. The protocols have got faster. Issues have come out clear. The community has picked up knowledge. The I'd argue the community is probably a lot smaller than they were last year. I think people in general are more savvy. I think their brand awareness has happened. Like, it's been massive. This time last year, people hadn't really heard of Bitcoin per se. I think now, if you go and speak to people in the street, most people have heard of Bitcoin itself, the brand Bitcoin. They probably haven't heard of Ethereum or EOS just yet. That's going to change. But well, look what's happened in the last year. And everything's still roughly the same price, apart from Bitcoin's a little bit more. But the market cap itself, this is just the point I'm trying to make, is roughly the same as it was last year. And look at the changes that have happened. So with that method of thinking, we are due, and everyone who listens to the show, because I get lots of emails, and people agree with me, we are due a run-up very shortly. When will that be? I cannot say, but I'm so excited, I'm pumped for that to happen, and I hope you are too. With that in mind, let's find out what's been going on in the crypto market in the last 24 hours. What's making news? What's bringing prices? What's taking prices down? What's happening? So let's find out more. Ethereum's next upgrade could be the biggest test for the blockchain thus far. So let's find out more. This story has been making a lot of headways in the space. So let's find out what it's all about, what's going on, and what this really means. So hard forks are never easy. By definition, such systems-wide upgrades require every software used to upgrade to new rules, meaning there's no coordination difficulties that need to be overcome to ensure the code continues to operate as designed. Still, in an upcoming October upgrade named Constantinople. I'm not going to lie, it's a bit of a mouthful. So Ethereum, with that, is faced with perhaps unique challenge. How to find a balance, basically, between a web diverse stakeholders, each battling for different outcomes. Making matters more complex, there's a hard deadline for the upgrade, currently set for October, predicted sometime in early 2009. A piece of code known as the difficulty bomb, as scheduled in ACT, thereby making Ethereum's blocks steadily less time efficient to mine. If no action is taken, the difficulty bomb will push Ethereum into what is known as the Ice Age, a period wherein the difficulty is so high that transactions can no longer be processed, making the blockchain unusable. So the bomb was originally included in the code to encourage the platform to quickly adopt new technology. Because of the delay, the delays in the difficulty bomb also impact Ether inflation. The time it takes to mine blocks indirectly correlates to the quantity of Ether distributed on the platform. So Ethereum is under pressure to upgrade its code before the bomb hits. So at present, a path forward remains unclear. With a total of 4 Ethereum improvement proposals, EIPs, currently under discussion, many are arguing that in delaying the difficulty bomb, this should also reduce the amount of Ether that is currently paid out to miners, and the entities that run specialty computing hardware to secure transactions. And this is a really big deal, by the way. So, however, miners are warning that too great a decrease in profits will reduce the security of the network, effectively forcing mining to ensure and secure other cryptocurrencies. Concerns are especially great for GPU miners, which are now currently competing with ASICs machines specialized for cryptocurrency mining and little else. So with all of this in mind, Ethereum's under pressure. Ethereum needs to upgrade. Ethereum has many things holding it back at the minute. And we've said it many, many times. Ethereum, I think it did a great job as a second generation blockchain. Smart contracts revolutionized the whole movement there and really, really opened up the doors for the ICO movement, for many of the other cool projects that are built out onto Ethereum. But it also had many, many setbacks. And if the Ethereum community doesn't come together to solve this as one, this will really hold Ethereum back from other protocols that are being released out there to the market that are looking or have looked at Ethereum's white paper. They have been in the Ethereum community. They understand the issues and they have built something that has solved these issues and that's basically jumping ahead of Ethereum. Yes, they don't have the network effect. Yes, they don't have the community as large and they don't have the brand name that Ethereum does. But listen, if they're able to execute and deliver on what they say, they're going to be able to keep pushing forward, keep driving momentum and build up their community to where it could potentially overtake. But listen, that's the situation at hand. I have no doubts in my mind that Ethereum will have. But most importantly, this is how technology expands. This is innovation. We're at the forefront of a revolution, if you like. So this is super important that this happens. This is natural, this is good, and this needs to keep on moving forward at the pace it has and pick up the pace as well. Woo! Something else that caught my eye today was that crypto exchange Huobi has just acquired public firm for $70 million. So let me give you a bit of like background to what's happened here. So crypto exchange Huobi has become the largest shareholder of a public firm listed in Hong Kong, inching a step closer to a possible backdoor listing. Pantronics Holdings, the acquired firm, released a statement on August 29th saying Huobi Group had completed the deal by purchasing about 199 million shares via two of the group's subsidiaries, Huobi Capital and Huobi Universal. So with that amount, Li Lin, chairman of Huobi Group and controller of the two subsidiaries, now owns 66.26% of Pantronics and is effectively the largest individual substantial shareholder. The deal could further give Huobi the opportunity of a backdoor listing in the future, a process where a private firm enters the secondary financial market by purchasing a major number of shares of a public company. So based on the announcement, the transactions were made at an average price of $2.72, Hong Kong dollars that is, or 37 cents per share, with a total amount close to $70 million, and that's US. However, the number of shares acquired appears to fall short of what the exchange intended. So, as was previously reported, in a disclosure of interest filed by Pantronics, on August 21st, Huobi was seeking to purchase 73.73% of the firm's ordinary shares, which could have cost a total of $77 million. So Pantronics shareholding disclosures basically released and were then further amended once the release on August 26th to reflect the change. A spokesperson for Huobi Group declined to comment on the issue and said the firm is not authorized to disclose information other than what was in the announcement. So further, the latest document on Wednesday offered a peek into Huobi's corporate structure, such as the stakes held by notable investors of Huobi. Based on the document, while Huobi Capital is fully owned by Lee himself, Huobi's universal largest owners include Tech Wealth, which is 58.44%, Sequoia Capital CV, which owns 23.32%, and Zen Partners Fund 1, which owns 7.46%. Among them, Tech Wealth is an investment company of which Lee owns 89.9%. So meanwhile, Sequoia Capital CV is a fund that's solely owned by Sequoia Capital China, and Zen Partners is a venture capital firm launched by Chinese entrepreneur Xi Jinping together with Sequoia Capital China. So it's interesting to see how Sequoia and Huobi have really worked together and how obviously they've had a long relationship. Huobi is one of the big players in the exchange business. Actually, I want to give a big shout out to Lester, who's one of the main guys they have here in London. They've opened up their office here because guess what? London is the place to be in. Huobi was one of the first large cryptocurrency firm to move over here from abroad. Now, they still have their Chinese office, but they've also set up a London office. That's great to see. Bigging up the London crypto space. Whoop, whoop. So how are we looking for time? Now, I think we got some time. I think we're going to be okay. So listen, we're saving the best till last. So let's jump into it. So Standard Chartered, Siemens, partner on blockchain pilot to fully digitize bank guarantees. So UK multinational banking and financial services company Standard Chartered disclosed it is working on a blockchain pilot for bank guarantees using R3 Corda blockchain technology in a press release that was released today. So in partnership with Siemens, financing arm Siemens Financial Services, SFS, and trade financial platform TradeIX, the pilot began operating in March and aims to be completed by the end of 2018. Now, if successful, the project will digitize trade and leverage real-time data to deliver efficiency gains and transform the way trade finance is conducted. So SC's global head of trade products, Samuel Matthew, commented, "The future of trade is going to be all about data." I absolutely agree with him. We'll give a big shout out to Richard, who I had the privilege and honor of sharing a panel with actually at the London FinTech Week, who's the CTO of R3. So big shout out to the guys. I know they're working incredibly hard at the minute. Well, listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention. And remember, as always, to check us out on our socials, Telegram, SVK Space Crowd, Twitter, at @SVK_crypto. And as always, if you have any questions or queries, feel free to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, @svkcrypto.com. A fantastic morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world. And thank you for your time. That's a wrap.
Listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.